Nobody escapes.
Heidi and Frank.
Heidi and Frank.
There's no escaping them.
More Heidi and Frank now
on 95.5 KLOS.
Howdy, Frank Show. Maybe in 12 minutes. Gonna give you another four pack of Hurricane Harbor tickets. I'll tell you to call at 740 for that four pack. Got another four pack at 840. So keep it here all morning long. Why would you go anywhere else? I gave you a little riddle before we took the break. The oldest baby was born.
What?
Did you figure it out, Heidi?
I think I did.
All right. What am I talking about?
I would say this egg got fertilized, let's say in 1980, and they didn't do anything with it until just recently. So technically.
Technically, you are right, but you're off by a little bit because it was more than just the fertilization of an egg. This thing actually developed into an embryo, and then they froze that.
They froze the embryo?
Yeah. A baby boy born in Ohio on July 26th. Has set the world record as the oldest baby ever born, a frozen embryo. Its name is Thaddeus Daniel Pierce, was conceived from an embryo created and cryopreserved in 1994 by a woman named Linda during an in vitro fertilization cycle. So now, Linda is 62 years old, and she donated her remaining embryos after she went through menopause through a process known as embryo adoption, in which the donor does have input on where the embryos are placed. It's like you get to meet the family as opposed to just you donated an egg and then they go do whatever with it.
Yeah.
This woman, Pierce, adopted the embryo, which had been stored for over 30 years in slow frozen plastic vial. And then Linda previously gave birth to a daughter from the same IVF procedure. That daughter is now 30 years old and has a 10-year-old daughter herself.
And now a new baby brother.
And an uncle, but she's 10 years older then. And that baby brother.
Whoa. This is crazy.
You know, when they have the whole argument about when does life begin, and then at what stage is it as an embryo. So is this baby 30 years old? Like on his first birthday, you got about 31 candles on his cake?
Yeah.
I mean, he has been living in stasis.
Yeah.
I mean, when you say they do that stuff they do in the science fiction movies, they can put you in some weird stasis to go space travel. And it took you 1,000 years to get there, but you really didn't age at all.
Yeah, but I'm still 30.
Are you 1,000 when you wake up? It's like, oh my God, look at this cake.
No.
There's 1,000 candles on it.
No, that's the whole point of stasis.
1,000 years old? No, it's like you're not. You stopped it, you slowed it down.
You're 30. It's like those...
You're saying the space traveler would be 1,000 years old.
No.
Well, 1,000 years.
Because I stopped myself. So I stopped my. I mean, I don't know.
I know. It's one of those weird questions.
I don't know.
1,000 years has gone by. And if you're in a coma, you're still aging. And you wake up and it's like, oh my God, you've been in a coma for 30 years. You're 64 years old now. Yeah.
Damn, that's crazy.
I think the age part is part of aging. So your body has to actually do the process. If it's in stasis, it's not doing
the
process.
It's not aging. Well, it's like those. What'd you
talk
about?
I have this oral ring on right here. See it?
Yeah.
See that thing right there?
I do see it. Yes.
This measures like whatever's going on inside my body. Okay. Mm-hmm. And so it can actually tell me my biological age based off its readings. And so if it says I have the readings of a 45-year-old. Well, hey, based on aging, I'm 45. So should I tell everyone I'm 45?
I say you tell anybody. They're going to say, you look like hell, but good on you, buddy.
Yeah.
Tell them you're 45. Why do I care?
Yeah, why are you making things up?
Tell them you're 45.
I just said if it did. Yeah. Okay, obviously it doesn't. It says, oh my God.
You're still alive?
Yeah, how are you here?
Yeah.
This is flashing in red. How are you here?
You're constantly drunk and high, and you don't get enough sleep or water.
Your rings had the check engine light on.
It was 0.45, and it was my ABV.
If Ozzy had one of those rings, he would have said, are you kidding me?
Yeah. You can't go by the Aura ring alone.
That's crazy.
What was that? What would you talk about a couple of days ago? That was something that I know. Let me narrow this down. For you. But it had to do with this, obviously. Why I'm bringing it up is there was some sort of creature that could slow its aging process.
The larvae that slows its aging process.
Right. What was that?
Yeah, I do. Huh? I do. But then I remember another larva story that was only in that form. We never saw the adult version. I'm like, well, how do you know it's not just an adult version that just looks like a baby?
Right. It's just always youthful. It's just, God, he just looks so youthful.
And then, was it a wasp larva? The jewel wasp?
Yes, the jewel wasp is able to stay young.
Slow down its aging. Mm. I don't know.
Oh,
it's science. It's crazy, isn't it?
Yeah.
Hmm.
Going into some sports, the Hall of Fame game was last night, and the Pro Football Hall of Fame is going to induct the 2025 class tomorrow, featuring Antonio Gates, Sterling Sharp, Eric Allen, and Jared Allen. And Sterling Sharp's brother, Shannon Sharp, just got cut from ESPN after Shannon settled his sexual assault lawsuit.
Oops.
Is that the one that happened, he did on IG Live?
I know. I don't know.
Remember, his phone just went off in the middle of having sex?
Yeah.
Oh, sorry, I didn't mean to broadcast that.
Oh, that's him.
Same guy.
I gotcha. Now I remember that, yeah.
I don't know if it's that same case.
No.
Didn't sound like she was...
Same guy.
Saying no.
Yeah, she was a willing participant.
He asked ESPN not to can him. He said, can you wait until my brother's inducted in the Hall of Fame before you fire me? They said no.
It's one day. Like, wait one day.
Hmm. Sean Diddy Combs requests conviction be overturned ahead of his October sentencing.
Well, okay.
Hey, can we just, like, you know, overturn that?
Yeah. No big.
Okay.
Just be like, my bad, and then just move on.
Can I know, just sound guilty and all about certain ones, but can you just say, F it? No.
No.
Okay.
And UFC star Conor McGregor loses appeal in his civil sexual assault case. McGregor was found liable for sexually assaulting a woman in 2018. So I wonder what the UFC is going to do about that. Now the civil suit, I mean, you know, things are being appealed. Mm-hmm. And so you wonder what, you know, if the UFC is going to, like, allow him to come back. Because I know he wanted to come back for that fight at the White House.
Yeah.
If the White House fight's going to happen.
Is that really going to happen?
I don't know. Justin Timberlake reveals Lyme disease diagnosis. Switch left the singer dealing with nerve pain and fatigue while in the middle of his world concert tour on Cry Me a River.
Oh, Frank Kramer was the hit. That's what Justin Bieber had, too. Maybe the Justins, man. Maybe ticks love Justins. Because the Bieber had that Lyme disease, too. Which caused him to, like, paralysis.
One of the Lyme disease, one of those things is, like, very hard to diagnose. It's like you go to the doctor and they're like, hell, I don't know what you got.
I don't think there's a cure for it either. Once you have it,
if it's so hard to diagnose and there's no test for it, then that's just what they end up on. It's like, well, you probably got Lyme disease.
Yeah. Do you have joint pain? Yeah. Do you have fatigue? Yeah.
They name the hell I don't know Lyme disease. Because hell I don't know is just too obvious.
Yeah. I mean, think about walking around every day. Headache, fatigue, joint pain. Who doesn't have that?
Every day from 6 to 10, I do.
I mean, same. Mm-hmm.
Oh, no, you don't. I beat you to it. I beat you to it.
I haven't. Damn it.
Infinity.
Damn it.
I think you might be making this up, honestly.
Just to get out of bad performance?
Yeah, that's exactly what it was, because there was, like, somebody who had posted a video of him, them at a concert, at Justin Timberlake's concert, and he was barely dancing, doing anything, and it went viral because the person spent, like, $300-something on these tickets. And they're not getting a Justin Timberlake performance.
But if you're Justin Timberlake,
they got a George Strait performance.
Yeah, seriously. Yeah. Doesn't strum the guitar one time, but holds it right there on his belly. But if you're Justin Timberlake and you know, for whatever reason, let's say you do have Lyme disease and you can't move because you're in pain, then why not just do? I mean, you have a good voice, then just sing your songs sitting on a piano bench.
Because they want to see the.
But they don't want to see that either. So at least don't embarrass yourself. Just say, you know.
No, it wasn't embarrassing. He just wasn't dancing around. He was still singing, but it was like, hey, why don't you do your moves? You know,
he's just walking around the stage.
Get a little NSYNC-y on
it. In.
Mm-hmm. I don't want to see Dave Matthews.
Yeah.
Hey, relax. All right.
I mean, if you're expecting Dave Matthews, then you're fine.
I'll never understand the fame of that.
Well, Frank, it's guys like Johnny.
Is there a musical artist that you don't? I mean, are hugely successful that you will never understand?
Ooh, this is a good
how
one.
They ever. became famous. I will start. Dave Matthews Band.
Okay. Are we round table?
Well, if you're going to say that, I got to say the same. Grateful Dead.
But see, here's the deal. Grateful Dead never wanted to be famous. They rejected fame. They wanted to stay away from it as far as they could, and fame just happened to them. But they hated the fact that they became famous.
Well, to be fair, if they hated it, then why continue doing what you do? Just get together with the fellas and play in the garage. Why are you going and trying to sell concert tickets?
It was just, yeah, but the concert tickets were $35 until this weekend. It became $1,750 yes. bucks, and they're ripping the Dead fans off. Poor Dead heads. They don't have any
Is
money.
Is that the truth?
So
they spent it all on weed cookies.
Emo's here. Emo. A band that became extremely famous that you don't understand.
I mean, I could write a book.
But just one.
Okay.
Chapter one.
Okay. Well, let's see. Imagine Dragons.
Okay.
We're going to go with like the that route.
Imagine
I just don't
Dragons.
Understand why they're even in the rock.
God, you don't like that song, Thunder.
Oh,
thunder.
My God.
And the thunder. The thunder. 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 Hear the thunder.
See,
lightning and the thunder. Thunder. Okay, thunder.
Now I'm going to change my answer to Imagine Dragons. Thank you, Heidi. All right. Johnny, you can. Oh, you said the
Grateful Dead. Yeah, Grateful Dead. Yeah, yeah.
You couldn't be more.
I object. What are you talking about? Do you know how influential and inspiring the Dead are?
But he doesn't have to get it. Like, I don't think Dave Matthews inspired anybody. Yeah. All right. What do you say, Heidi? A band, extremely famous band you don't understand. 818-955-2955.
Let's see how well you know me. And what do you think I'd say?
Oh,
Jesus Christ.
Anthrax.
Her appreciation for death metal or metal as
since my mom died,
it's tweaked. It has been tweaked.
Yes, it has. I get
before,
it.
Before, she probably would have said that. But now, let's see. You love all country music, so you don't understand how any of those people made it. I know you.
This is so easy. I'm surprised you're struggling.
Really?
Mentioned it before. Say?
The Beatles?
The Beatles, yeah.
No, another one.
You hate the Beatles, so I didn't, okay.
No.
Bob Dylan.
There we go.
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh.
Ooh.
I can understand if you don't like him, but man, that guy changed so much for folk music.
I know, songwriter.
That guy, exactly.
But the voice, I just don't.
It's unique. He actually, if you watch videos, like when he performed with the band, he has an amazing voice. He just has this weird kind of inflection that a lot of people don't
understand.
Get.
That's the whole
point.
I mean, like, I don't want to hear Jack Kay, and I like her as an actress. You know, Jack Kay. I don't want an album of Jack Kay. Ooh, baby. Ooh, Brenda's still going out with Calvin. Ooh. Like, I like her, but I don't need to hear that album.
Which pretty much Jack Kay is Cardi B. If you had to listen to the voices,
I guess so. Yes, very simple. Oh. Yes.
Hurricane Harbor tickets, 818-955-2955 at a 740. Looking for a caller 40 right now. Quickly before you take the calls, a band that's extremely famous you don't understand.
Please say Wings.
Corey.
What? Wait, we want to make Emo's head explode. Wings.
No, I object.
No, I'm going to say Bill Crosby.
Bill Cosby?
Crosby.
Bill Crosby.
Oh, David Crosby.
David.
David. What? Oh, Crosby still
sorry.
Nash and Young?
David Crosby. I don't get an emo. I'm sorry,
what?
Girl.
Have you listened to Crosby, Stills, and Nash? Another one that is extremely influential. What?
Emo's going to have
that
a heart
music
attack.
Is the happiest, like most just.
It is really good. I'm with you, Emo.
On the harmonies. This is. Literally, I'm not even, this isn't even subjective. This is objectively the greatest harmonies in the history of the world. There is no arguing on that. The way their voices
what about pentatonics?
Mend and like their
or Little Big Town.
You know, you got me there.
Oh, well, see, if you listen to Harmony on Little Big
Eagles?
Town.
The Eagles for harmonies.
No, I mean, they're amazing. But I'm still, Crosby, Stills, and
Nash.
Some
people don't understand the Eagles, though. I'm talking about the extremely popular
where
bands
it makes other
that
people go
just
crazy.
Go, I don't understand it. All right, JD.
Ooh, JD.
Fish.
Okay.
I'm kind of
just
there.
Step off.
Yeah.
That's
you're trying to rip off the Grateful Dead,
exactly.
And so are your dirty, stinky fans. Goodbye.
Wow.
Name a fish song. Name a fish song. Even you, Miss Music. Yeah. Name a fish song.
No, I'm not. I love jam bands. I love the Grateful Dead. I can.
So you're changing your answer to fish.
I will change it. Yes. To fish. Yes, okay. To fish. I agree.
Renee, a band that you just don't get.
You guys took my answer of Imagine Dragons, so I'm going to have to throw out Hootie and the Blowfish.
Oh.
I only want to be with you.
Okay.
Are you kidding
me? Well, now they're a fan of they're a friend of the show. You better chill.
Rucker.
I love Hootie.
Dang.
All right. 818-955-2955 is the number. Looking for caller 40. Don't have them yet. So there's still chances to call and get in here because we were having a heated discussion about bands. Well, Emo was. Emo, she gets fired up. And she loves music, though. That's why you got to listen to her show on Saturday nights. Mm-hmm. Right now it's from 7 to midnight.
Yeah.
This is going to be show number 2.
Number three.
Mm-hmm. 3 weeks in. How are you liking it?
I love it. I think I'm getting better.
Getting better?
Hopefully not the other way.
7 p.m. to midnight on Saturdays. You can listen to Emo. Who would you end up calling your show?
I think it's just Emo. I mean, I feel like everyone here just, you know, Nick Carter. It was Marcy. I don't know if you get like a show name. Matt Pinfield.
But it was Marcy Weiser, Matt Pinfield. So you're just Emo.
I mean, like a cool.
Because
it's not like my Emo is my first and last name put together. So my last name's already in there.
Okay.
Oh yeah. Mm-hmm. She did her own mashup with her.
The Emo Show. 7.
It'd be like if I was calling myself Hi Ham. You know what I'm saying?
I like it.
If you had a nickel for every time you said Hi Ham.
Well, I wouldn't have to be here with you. I'd be a very wealthy lady.
Every time she passes a mirror naked.
Hi, Ham. Ooh, spiral cut, I see. I said cut, JD, relax.
Oh, honey glaze now that you're older.
You want to glaze it or you want, hey, honey, I'll glaze it.
Look at the edges on that. Oh, we got caller 40. We're just stalling.
That's all we're doing.
Hey, crew.
Hey.
You are caller 40. You got the Hurricane Harbor ticket.
Thank you.
No, you're welcome.
You're welcome. It's nothing.
Yeah.
He's in shock right now, Frank.
Yeah. I'm excited.
Yeah. Are you going to be like that as excited as you can possibly get? So when like you're out of Hurricane Harbor and here comes the wave, you're just like, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, woo-hoo. Here it comes. Yeah.
Ooh, big wave.
Yeah, I'm excited.
I'm going to forget to wear sunscreen and be a big old lobster out there.
Yeah, oh, yeah. Yeah. That's the guy way.
Probably great people watching out there at Hurricane Harbor, too. Watching people enjoy the wave pool.
I love people watching.
All right, crew. You stay on hold. We will hook you up with that 4-pack of tickets. Got another 4-pack coming out in less than an hour. 55 minutes at 8:40. Another chance for you.
Hooray!
Let's see. Google lost its appeal of ruling in favor of Fortnite maker Epic Games that Google's App Store functioned as an illegal monopoly. They lost that case to Epic Games, and Epic declared total victory.
Wow, total victory.
Google said it'll likely appeal further. So let's keep on in court. AB InBev's shares fell yesterday. That's an Anheuser-Busch who bought InBev.
Yeah.
Fell yesterday after the Budweiser brewer reported that sales volumes had fallen in China and Brazil. I mean, what's going on with the world? Like, I thought it was just like the younger generation, but now the world's not drinking beers. What's happening?
This is ridiculous.
I mean,
is it because
Meteor?
Yeah.
Is it because of it's more expensive now to get the beer over there?
No.
So they're not purchasing it?
No, I mean, it'd be more expensive if we drank Brazilian beer because I know there's like a 50% tariff on Brazil stuff now. Mm-hmm. So if we had some, you know, Brazweiser.
Oh, that sounds good.
That sounds great.
A Brazilian Budweiser, the old Brazweiser. It'd be pretty expensive right now.
You know, Frank, the Brazilian Budweiser is so smooth.
Yeah. Not going to find a hair in that beer.
No, smooth.
And some other good news, former VP Kamala Harris won't run for governor of California. She says she's not going to run, but she will write a book about her presidential campaign.
Mm-hmm.
So.
All right.
There was always rumor that she might be, you know, since she didn't get the presidency, she might come back and run for governor, because then I thought Gavin Newsom might take a shot at being president. Yeah. So that space would be open.
How is she writing a book on running for president? She did it for like 3 months. So the shortest book ever.
because
you can write about the
she got jumped in. Probably getting jumped in. The experience like, well, I was just sitting home having a piece of toast. Next thing you know, I'm running president.
Next day,
like talk about my life changing overnight.
Okay. I'm sure she's had more experiences in 3 months than I've had in my whole entire lifetime.
I was like, I got to work on a joke on the 16th of this month.
And I'm stressing out about it. And it's probably not going to happen, to be honest with you. I'll forget about it. You'll ask me.
Joke day is coming up pretty fast. I'm not even prepared. I'm going to write a book about it. You should. Write a book about the next 2 weeks and you finding the perfect joke for National Joke Day.
Man.
That's something. I think that'd be funny. That's something Frosty would have done. An entire book about coming up with a joke in 2 weeks.
Totally. That is his lane.
That is his lane. Stay there.
Way out of it.
Then
I'll stay right here in my
lane. Stay out of it. Stay on the shoulder.
Yeah. With my hazards on. Ma'am, do you need help? No, just leave me alone. I'm just sitting here. I don't want to. No, I'm fine. Go. Just keep going.
Yeah. Don't mind me.
Don't. I'm just thinking.
I'm just double parked. All right. It is Friday, and Wing Lamb calls us every Friday. He was in last week. He brought in Fisherman Dan.
Yep.
Fisherman Dan brought in some yellowtail. Full on fish that Johnny ended up taking home and carving up into steaks. Have you eaten any of it yet?
I
froze it.
No, so. I mean, I have eaten this weekend, some of it. Yeah, but I'm
when you first brought it home. You ate some.
But that was so good. I mean, but my God, this place stunk for a bit. But you know, that's just fish. You know,
even the best, even the freshest.
Heidi was used to it, but.
Oh, it was like potpourri, lesbian potpourri. Come on now. There's a joke there. I got it in early. Goodbye. There's mark that for the 16th.
No, I've heard you use that one before. Uh-huh. I want like a complete freshie. Fresh. Unlike the
a complete fresh joke. I'm totally not capable of that.
Completely fresh.
Talk about stay in your lane.
Wahoo's Fish Taco and Wing Lamb put together California Love Drop, delivering meals and treats to frontline heroes back in the day when we needed the personal protection equipment, and now California Love Drop is still helping people. And if you want to become a droplet, you can go to californialovedrop.org to donate $40, and you can receive a new Love Drop HF t-shirt.
Those are really great.
We do have those. We got some of those in the office.
Yeah.
Emo, go grab me one of those t-shirts. It's in that big box in the office.
I'm on it.
On the desk there, yeah, and I'll show all the VIPs what it looks like. Bring a couple in. I'll give a couple of those away today. But Wing has called us up. Hey, Wing!
Good morning.
What's up? Good morning. Good morning.
What's going on this week with California Love Drop? What's your plans?
Yeah, actually, we just had the 175th blood drive over at Antis Roofing. So thanks, everybody, for coming out and donating blood.
Right, yeah.
175.
Amazing.
So, go to redcross.org, sign up. We got another one next week. And also, the whole team went out to Temecula. We ended up doing a little fire stations drop off to all the different guys. So thank everybody out there for all their work. And then Heidi, you and I are going to be joining the August 11th, Monday night, for the
Wine and Food Fest, isn't
open.
It?
The Chef Open benefiting Oak Grove Center, a culinary creation where they provide vocational training for at-risk and special needs youth with culinary skills, customer service, and hospitality training. They teach the value of hardworking and strong character, preparing them for a successful career in the real world. So it'll be a lot of fun. So you and I, Henry DiCarlo from KTLA, our favorite weather guy, will be, you know, judging some amazing food. Hey, there's that beautiful t-shirt.
Look at that.
It's so cool.
There it is. I love that little buzz. And then also a little shout out coming up is we have the St. Jude Party of Hope at Aviator Nation in Malibu coming up on August 23rd. So check out, you know, for details coming up. And if you're not doing anything this weekend, come down to the U.S. Open of Surfing where we can hang out, catch some waves, see some beautiful girls and beautiful boys, and check out the best surfers in North America.
Nice. Very
awesome. Yeah, California Love Drop. If you want to follow them on social media, it's at California Love Drop. You can see what they've done from the very beginning. And like I said, become a droplet yourself by going to californialovedrop.org and donate that $40. We'll get you this t-shirt. We'll send it out to you. and wear it with pride. And you can wear this out to the event. He was talking about the
yes.
The St. Jude party in Hope. You can wear these shirts out there too, and totally, you know, get in. Because everybody who gives back and helps, whether it be St. Jude or whether it be California Love Drops, like, we just want to have a big, you know, a big party for everyone to get
big
together.
Big party of givers,
yeah,
Frank.
Yeah, mm-hmm. big giver party.
Mm-hmm. Stop smiling like that.
I know. I was like, All right, let's get some shout outs, Heidi, to the most recent droplets.
Let's see. Let's start with Toby Dayton from Brentwood.
Yeah, take the easy one. Juanita Martinez from Rosemead.
You did fine. Taylor Reese from Buena Park.
Juanita Martinez. And Christina Sanchez from Hawthorne.
And Lee Rahr from Portland, Oregon.
Portland, Oregon. All right, there yes. you go. So go follow them at California Love Drop on socials and CaliforniaLoveDrop.org to become...
Explain.
An active droplet. Thank you so much, Wing. You're the best.
All right. See you next week. Take care.
See you next week.
Yes. What a good man.
Mm-hmm. Mighty good man.
He doesn't stop.
He doesn't. I don't know how he does it.
I don't know either. I'm tired just listening to all the stuff he does. and this weekend and the following weekend and then the next weekend. Three weekends in a row. And then
we're going to.
And then.
What?
You gotta get a break.
Oh, no.
Oh, it's already that time. I was like, what was I doing? Oh, yeah. I was talking to Wing, and now it's time to go to break.
Giving away T-shirts.
Giving away some T-shirts, yeah. So keep it here. I still have a lot more concert tickets to give away because I have the four packs to the OC Fair to see X and Los Lobos. So if you want to go, just listen and... We'll do something to give those away. And Shinedown tickets as well, because that's this Sunday, so I got to give those away at the Kia Forum. Got four pairs of that. Melissa Etheridge and Indigo Girls next Tuesday. See you next Tuesday, girls. August 5th. And those are the tickets I have for the rest of the day. We got Stay or Go coming up in an hour, and another four-pack at 8:40 for the Hurricane Harbor tickets. We're Heidi and Frank.
This was just a sample from today's Heidi and Frank show. Become a VIP at HeidiandFrank.com to unlock the show in its entirety, including the video stream during the live morning show, and access the archive to past episodes. You'll also be entered into our monthly VIP giveaways. And remember to follow us on your social media. Just search for the Heidi and Frank show. Thanks for listening.